Well, good morning. It's Captain Marty Brill here, Wednesday, April the 6th. Got a little midweek fishing report for you. I'll be back to give you some information in just a moment.
Red Drum Tackle in Buxton is the oldest complete tackle shop at Cape Hatteras. And being the closest tackle shop to Cape Point, Red Drum Tackle has been welcoming fishermen to Hatteras Island with a wide selection of bait and tackle, skilled custom rod builds, rod and reel repair, expert knowledge and information since 1974. Red Drum Tackle knows how, when, and where to fish. To acquire this fishing brain power, visit them online at reddrumtackle.com. Red Drum Tackle, the oldest complete tackle shop at Cape Hatteras and the closest to Cape Point in Buxton.
When it comes to general maintenance or major modifications on your diesel vehicle, look no further than Wanchee's Off-Road Diesel Performance in Kill Devil Hills. Master mechanic Ryan Walker developed the plan for having his own auto shop over 20 years ago, and today he owns the premium diesel performance powerhouse of the Outer Banks. To have him and his crew take a look under your hood, give him a call today at 252-715-0025 or find him on social media. Wanchee's Off-Road Diesel Performance, the diesel performance powerhouse of the Outer Banks.
Okay, let's talk about what's going on Outer Banks fishing, and there is some stuff going on. This time of year, everything is subject to weather. We've had some rain. Then we had a little bit better weather yesterday with less rain. Today we're going to have the rain return pretty good. That ruins it for the fishermen somewhat, but the fish don't really care as long as it's not associated with heavy seas or strong currents. So that's something you're going to have to deal with. It's been pretty quiet on the offshore fishing since Sunday. That was the last day we had a few boats. They got offshore Oregon Inlet, and they caught a few yellowfin tuna and are continuing to fish for bluefin tuna up to and over 500 pounds. That's pretty good, but that's about it. No mahis, no wahoos, no blue marlins that I've heard of. Down in Hatteras, it's been more blackfin tuna and bluefin tuna than it has at Oregon Inlet. It seems to be more yellowfin tuna and bluefin tuna. So either way, you got to pick your day, and you just got to work around the weather. In the surf, for the first time this year anyway, bluefish and puppy drum in the surf around Avon. I'm glad to hear about a little bit of something other than dog sharks and skates. So I'm encouraged by that. Especially if this weather will continue to warm up, but it really doesn't matter what the air temperature is. The water temperature is what makes all the difference. So let's get to what is good fishing. That's our inshore report back in the Sound. We're having some great fishing for speckled trout and puppy drum. I know the Black Pearl was out of Hatteras yesterday. They had a good catch of puppy drum. There are reportedly some pretty good schools of the slot-sized puppies back at Hatteras and Ocracoke. The speckled trout bite is good. The sizes seem to be going up. The numbers are up there, but again, it's a little bit of a connoisseur's fishery. Mostly about 90% of it is done by boat, although there is a little bit of fishing done on the bridges and from the bank. So don't not go just because you don't have a boat. Kayak guys, I haven't seen a whole lot out of them, but they'll pick away until they get on them in a ditch or a slough somewhere. So I just am very encouraged by the start of the speckled trout season. The tip I shared with you last week still stands. Make sure if you're not getting a bite, you don't assume the trout are not there. Change the color of what you're doing. One friend of mine went, had a great day one day. I mean, a great day. Went back to the same place the next day and never had a bite. But then he used the same color of grub tails. So he switched colors, and pretty soon he went to a complete opposite end of the color spectrum, and pretty soon he was catching them good. So you gotta be on the move. These fish are moving right now. The ditches and sloughs up to where it gets into the brackish water seem to where a lot of the speckled trout are hanging out. There's also some rockfish in the Sound, but that season is not open to keep one. You gotta let them go. And on the freshwater front, we have a little bit of everything going on. Seems like each day there's a few more bass, meaning big mouth, large mouth bass. There's been some yellow perch, a few white perch, but all in all, it's the perch fishing, a lot of the yellow perch, which I understand to be the same as I think of as a raccoon perch. So that's what's going on the fishing front midweek. We'll keep an eye on things, and we'll keep you posted if anything changes. Thanks for tuning in. It's Captain Marty signing off.
electricity, something I don't mix well with at all. And that's why I only trust the folks at ELS OBX. ELS OBX offers a variety of services from custom electrical installations to lighting design. ELS OBX has the experience and know-how to complete any job. They're committed to providing the highest quality lighting and electrical installations or service at affordable prices. Visit them online at ELSOBX.com to get a brighter idea of how shockingly awesome they are. See what I did there? ELSOBX, electrical and lighting solutions you can count on.